It is a wonderful, wonderful Lord's evening, this wonderful Lord's day. Once again, can't say how thankful we are for the addition to the family on this morning. For those that go to Dismas Charities, once again, Brother Mark, Brother Shelton, Brother Robert Colbert, Jr., Sister Anita and Sister LaTanya, from standing here, I would just like to say how thankful we are to have you to go there and to study with those men. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing to see these men that have had their lives turned upside down, have come out of the world and to a place to get their lives in order. And to be able to go and study God's word with them, it is a great honor. And we're only doing what we're supposed to do. And they are only doing what they're supposed to. Jesus, the Bible tells us, came to seek and to save those that are lost. And those men, they have no direction. And many of them that get out, their life is still not what it need to be. We know, as far as Justin House was concerned, went back out into the world after obeying the gospel and got back on drugs and lost his life. It's a sad thing. But we're praying that those that have obeyed the gospel that we're still in contact with, that we may continue to encourage them. The ones that we're falling out of contact with, that we may somehow or another get a good contact number for them and get someone to go by and visit with them. I was talking to one of the members at the Madison congregation over in Indiana, Brother Ricky Shelton. We have lost contact with him. So we're soliciting your prayers that we may be able to get in contact with him and he may be able to study God's word once again and be strong, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. So it is a difficult walk to come out of the world and to have to change your friends. You've been taken away from them from one point, put over here in order to get your life in order. You obey the gospel, you go back out. Your family's not doing right. Your friends are not doing right. You have nowhere to turn, so they think. They have us. They have members of the Lord's church. Our title of our lesson this evening is Be Kind One to Another. Be kind one to another. This morning we talked about abuse. When you abuse someone, you're not kind to them, by no means. So we want to be kind one to another. We want to do the things that God is pleased with, making sure once again that our lives are in order. In the book of Ephesians, the chapter 4, And we read down from verse 22 through 25. We're going to go a little bit further now. Starting with verse 26. Be angry and do not sin. Ephesians chapter 4. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil. It's easy, once again, to find an opportunity to do wrong to someone, to say something bad to someone, to allow our anger to get the best of us. It's easy. But when we start talking about this new life in Christ, by putting off the old man, putting on the new man, being kind one to another, it's going to take some effort. It's not going to be something that you're just going to wake up one morning and say, oh man, you know, now that I'm a Christian, everything has changed, and everybody I come in contact with, I am just going to love them to death. It's hard. Just as it was hard for Jesus when Jesus came out of the wilderness after being in there 40 days and 40 nights fasting. And here come the old devil to meet him. Now, it wasn't hard for him to tell what the Lord said. But remember, he was a man. He was a man. He had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Just as when we turn our lives over to God, we are changing and we do not want to do things wrong, but that temptation is there before us. Someone that we had been fighting with or quarreling with for a long time, here they come in our face. What are you going to do? The Bible says, be ye angry, but sin not. He says in the 29th verse, we'll go back up 28. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupt communication or let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Verse 30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, so God in Christ, as God in Christ, forgave you. Forgiveness is something that many struggle with. Many Christians struggle with forgiveness. Sometimes, you know, you can understand the world when the world says, no, I'm not going to forgive you. Matter of fact, get out of my face. Don't say nothing else to me. Until they wake up one morning and they need something, they come to you and they say, you know, I am willing to forgive you because they want something. But they're willing to forgive you. But sometimes Christians have a problem with forgiving. If you have a problem with forgiving, you are not being kind one to another. When a man asks for forgiveness, we should be waiting, willing to do so, waiting to tell him, matter of fact, I've been waiting for you to come so I could grant you forgiveness, for I want you to be right in the eyes of God. Use that attitude towards someone one day when they come to you and they ask for forgiveness, someone who you've been having problems with for a long time. There are some family members that do not get along with one another, but yet we're willing to be kind to them because we know that the Bible tells us that we're supposed to be kind to them. But we're waiting on them to ask us to forgive them for the hurt or the harm that they've done to us and ready to grant it to them, for God has forgiven us. He is waiting on people that are away from him to come to him so that he can forgive them. And the way that he's going to forgive them is that they're obedient to the gospel, as Brother Jeffrey was on this morning. Be kind one to another. Be kind one to another. Isn't it important that we realize and understand exactly what kindness is all about? Kindness is a characteristic from God. God has been kind to each one of us, and therefore we must be kind to other people. Christ has been kind. Christ has showed compassion on his fellow man, and we too must show compassion. We must show kindness. Be kind one to another. Have you thought about it this past week? Being kind to someone? Stopping to give someone a hand when they're in need? Stopping to give someone something that they are lacking? Have you thought about, you know, the times or the opportunities that you just passed, that passed you by because you didn't do what you're supposed to? Don't let that happen on this week. Be kind to someone. There are so many people today that are just unkind, and so many times it's our brothers in Christ that are not showing kindness. And when you're not showing kindness, you know, that really shows a lack of maturity. It shows that we are really not growing in Christ. You sometimes you're the same as you were when you came out of the water before you went in the water. You don't want to love anyone, you don't want to be kind to anyone, but yet you just want to be mean to them. You want to go back and look at the sermon that we talked about on this morning about abuse. You want to be the one that's being the abuser, not the one that's being abused. That's you. That's Christians that have not grown and understand what God wants them to do or who God wants them to be. We must change and be like Christ. This attitude, the Bible tells us in verse 22, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, that and is corrupt through deceitful desires. Put it off. Put it off. You go outside and you've been working in the yard all day long, and you come in the house and you want to sit on your furniture. Before you do that, you want to put those old dirty clothes off. You want to take them off. You want to go in and get cleaned up. You want to do what's right because you don't want your furniture to be ruined. Well, what about your old life? Once you become a child of God, you want to put those things off. You don't want to turn back to them. Do we make mistakes? Yes, we make mistakes. But the mistakes that we make, God is willing to forgive us for those if we ask him to forgive us. Be kind one to another. Being unkind is a trait of the old man. It's a trait that we need to say, you know, I don't need to be that way. I don't know where that came from. I need to change my attitude. And that's the way we are sometimes with our speech. When we say things that we normally wouldn't say, that we're children of God, we may say something that is unkind, an unkind word. Remember, once that word is spoken, you cannot take it back. Oh, they can ask you, oh, what did you say? You can lie to them, but what does the Bible say? In verse 25, therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor. What did you say? What did you say something bad to me? Did you say something bad about me? You're supposed to be one of God's children. Now, this is the world talking to us. Many times as Christians, we don't tell another Christian, you're supposed to be a Christian. It's the world that's telling us, you're supposed to be a child of God. You're supposed to be a Christian, but you're treating me this way? We're not kind the way we need to be. So what are we going to do about it? We're going to change. We're going to put that old man off. We must understand once again that kindness is something that we learn. Something we learn, how to be kind one to another, how to share with one another. Grandmother used to tell me when we was little kids, we come up to the house, to her house, and we have some candy. She said, if you don't have enough for everybody, don't bring it in here. And if you were bold enough to take it in there, you know what she was? She was bold enough to take it from you and throw it in the trash. That's, you know, she was trying to teach us a very important lesson. If you don't have enough to share, don't bring it around anyone else. And so therefore, there's many times where we have things and we know that we don't have enough for everybody, but we just put it aside until those people are out of our sight, and then we do what's right. But we have to be kind one to another, because this is what God desires of us. Let's think about this. Let's think about it very hard. What does the word kindness mean? What does the word kindness mean? It means better, easy, goodness, or gracious, or kind. Are you kind? Or are you better to people than you have been in the past? Or are you easy, you know, with people the way you're supposed to be? Or are you rough with them? You know, be easy now. Don't be so rough. You know, people have to tell us sometimes. They would think that, be kind. Don't speak harsh words. Speak soft words. Speak words that are edifying to people. Speak words that are going to cause them to think about their life and not, you know, belittle them in any manner. This is a lesson that, you know, parents have to learn sometime when their kids are not doing what they're supposed to do or be who they want them to be. We have to be kind to them sometimes. And we have to understand that we need to, you know, bring them along, and we need to teach them the things that God would desire for them to do and the way that God would have them to be. The Bible teaches us, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness. Put these things on. Put them on. Why do we put them on? You're looking there in verse 23 when it talks about it, be renewed in the spirit of your mind and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. These are the likenesses of God. You want to be like God? You want to be like Christ? You want to be like Paul? You want to be like the other apostles that were steadfast? He says you put off the old man and you put on the new man. You walk in a fashion that God is pleased with. You have an opportunity to do good to someone, you do good to them. You show kindness. Why? Because you want someone to show kindness to you. Many times we don't do that, though. We don't show kindness because we are not kind people. We're mean people. We're hateful people. We're the type of people that people don't want to be around. You ever thought about that? Why do I not have any friends? Why people don't come to visit me? Why people don't call me? Because when they visit you, you don't offer them anything. When they visit you, you don't say anything kind. You just want to gossip. When they call you, you're there on the other end still gossiping, or you're complaining about something, this, that, or the other. That is why. You have to be kind to people in order for people to be kind to you. Now, am I saying that you should not share your life with people? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that sometimes it's better to sit back and listen to people instead of always complaining about something that's going wrong in your life. And we need to share. Once again, we need to know one another. And as we share with one another, we need to make sure that we're kind to one another. This is something that we need to learn, how to be kind. Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 1 and the verses 20. Talk about this being a characteristic or a trait of God. How do we know this? We know this because of what the scriptures teach us. In Romans chapter 1 and the verses 20, We know who God is by looking at the Word. For this invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, and the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. We look at His kindness. We look at the blessings that He has given to man, the physical blessings that God has given to man. We look at these things and we appreciate these things. And as we appreciate them, we need to understand who we are to give honor and glory to because of His kindness. In the book of Acts chapter 14 and the verse is 17. Acts chapter 14 and the verse is 17. Yet He did not leave Himself without witness. For He did good by giving you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness. This is our God. This is the God that we worship. This is the God that we praise. This is the God that we give honor to. And not only has He given us physical blessings, but He has also given us His Son. The book of John chapter 3 and the verse is 16. You all know the verse and you all know it very well. That God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave us His Son. He gave us the creation. He gave us His Son. And yes, we need to remember that His Son was there in the creation as well. But God gave it to us in order to enjoy. How better to show kindness than to give us something that we need? He is not giving us our wants. He is giving us our needs. And as we appreciate these needs that God has given us, we need to understand by giving us His Son, He has given us an opportunity to obtain salvation. We find in Scripture, because the gospel is for everyone, in the book of Mark chapter 16 and the verses 16, Brother Fair would say, a soul is a soul. Therefore, we need to teach the gospel, and we need to teach it so that people may be able to believe what they're hearing and be given the opportunity to obey. Mark 16, 16. 15, let's start there and come back to 16. And He said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not will be condemned. Salvation is there. This is God's kindness. That He has given us this world, He has given us His Son, He has given us salvation through the forgiveness of sin, through His Son, by being obedient to the gospel. Isn't it good to understand and know why we need to be kind? One simple reason, it's a command from God. You say that you love Him, Jesus said, if you do, you'll keep My commandments. Why calleth Me Lord, Lord, and do not the things in which I say? If you love Me, you'll keep My commandments. His commandments are not grievous. They're not too hard to understand. They're not too hard to believe. But we find it difficult. I just can't be nice to Him. No way. Do you know who that is? I had an uncle like that people just could not be kind to him, so they said, because of his attitude, because of his demeanor. You can be kind to him in this way. For me, a person that you just think is so mean, here's how you can be kind to them. Don't go around them. That's the kindest thing that you can ever do. Don't let them give them the opportunity to talk bad about you. Do not give them the opportunity to talk bad to you. Just don't go around. You showing kindness to them. And sooner or later, they'll come around and they'll wonder, you know, I remember when he used to come over here. I wonder why he don't come anymore. Maybe his wife will tell him, because do you remember how you talked to him the last time? You remember what you did to him the last time? You remember that day when you sat out there and, you know, you were waiting on them to come down the road? That was my uncle. He was a mean man. And people ask the question, you know, why do mean people live so long? God has given them an opportunity to get their lives in order. And hopefully some mean person would do that. Get their life in order before it is too late. It is a command of God to be kind to other people. Luke chapter 6 and the verse is 35. Luke chapter 6 and the verse is 35. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Love your enemies. Do you have someone that's your enemy, that someone that hates you, someone that talks about you, someone that despitefully uses you? Do you have someone like that in your life? If not, I'm pretty sure someone around here loaned you one of theirs. But when you have them, the Bible says, love them. Be kind to them. This is not a, you know, when I feel like it. This is now, because this is what God wants you to do. Look at that verse one more time. Love your enemies. Love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for a return on our investment. This is an investment that you're kind to other people, and the Bible says your reward will be great. Don't go around looking for it. I wonder when God is going to bless me. You awoke this morning, didn't you? You have clothes on your back. Brother Gary prayed this morning about, you know, having shelter over our heads and clothes on our back. God has blessed you. You're getting your reward. Your reward is great. We have things that we do not deserve, but God has allowed us to have those things. And we continue to look at it, and he says, and you will be sons of the Most High. If what? If you are kind to other people, if you do not hate your enemies, he said, you will be sons of the Most High. A child of God will not walk around hating anyone. We'll walk around praying for them. We'll walk around doing good things to them, because this is right in the eyes of God. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Have mercy on people. You give them things, although they do not deserve it. You do not punish them, although they need punishing. You give them a second chance. You give them another opportunity. One day, it will be too late. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. We read that earlier. Do what is right. Be kind one to another. This is a quality that many people do not possess, but this is a quality that Christians are supposed to possess. And as we possess this quality, we need to do what is right in the eyes of God. Why? Because we want other people to be kind to us. In the book of Matthew chapter 7 and the verses 12. Matthew chapter 7 and the verses 12. You know, as children, I read this. It was, again, something at my grandmother's house. It was on her kitchen wall. And I read it every time I sat down and got ready to eat. In one eye and out the other. You do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The golden rule. Now that's all this verse is talking about. So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. You're kind to people because you want people to be kind to you. You treat people the way you want to be treated. You help people because you want to be helped. Do we really feel like that? Do we really understand this? That the way you want to be treated is the way you're supposed to treat someone else. Why, if that's the case, if you say you understand it, why do we have Christians always saying, I can't help you. I can't help you. 5 days later, they need help. Well, why do we have that problem? We have that problem because people do not understand what being kind is all about. People, we have that problem because people are not Christ-like. People do not, you know, have this trait that God possesses. So we need to change our lives. We need to understand that the old man is gone. Don't go back and dig him up. Let him stay where he is. Let him sleep. Let a sleeping dog lie. Do not bother him. Because when you bother him, he is just mean. He is going to do something that is not God-like. But we need to understand that kindness is a fulfillment of the law. In Galatians chapter 5 and the verse is 14. Galatians chapter 5 and the verse is 14. Have you considered, once again, being kind to somebody? Somebody that you have been mean to, have you considered calling them up and asking them to forgive you? If you have not, take that opportunity to do so. Think about it, and don't just think about it, but do what is right in the eyes of God. In the book of Galatians chapter 5, in the verses 14, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 15. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out, that you are not consumed by one another. See, when you bite and devour, you're not being kind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Kindness. Kindness is something that we need in our lives. Kindness is something that we need to show. When a man, again, needs help, help him. When a man needs to be loved, love him. When a person needs you to be there just to listen to them, be there and listen to them. We all are going to go through things in this life. We're going to all need somebody at one point or another. Let's make sure when that opportunity comes or when that time comes in our life, let's reflect back and let's think about, were we there for the next man? And if we were, then we can rest assured that somebody will be there for us. We just have to associate with the right people. The world now is unkind. The world does not mean you any good. The world is not going to be there for you. They're going to turn their backs on you. Those people that think that they need to be in a gang in order to fit in, to be somebody, the gangs are not kind to them. They are mean to them, actually. And when it really comes down to it, when the rubber meets the road, those people that say, I'm your family, they're not going to be there. The church is not like that. The church should not be like that. We should be like Christ. We should be kind to everyone we meet, ready to lend a hand, ready to be there for them, to help them on their feet, to help them along their way, to teach them the gospel in order for them to be obedient so that they may be part of the family of God and that they may show kindness in their lives as well. Demonstrate is the word I was looking for. It happens to the best of us. I'm a year older. Be kind to me, please. Be kind to me. And I want you to know that God has been kind to each one of us. And if we do not do what is right, we will not get into heaven in the end. And all he is doing, he is not being mean. He is being kind to those that have been obedient unto him. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. You don't have to worry about those words in Matthew chapter 7, verse 23. Depart from me. You don't have to worry about those words. You will hear, enter in, my good and faithful servant. If you're here and you're not a Christian and you want to become one, that opportunity is given to you. Come forth, make the confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Have your sins washed away in the watery grave, added to the Lord's church by the Lord himself, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2 and the verses 47. Praising God and having faith with all the people, the Lord adds to the church daily such as should be saved. Those that have been obedient to the gospel, we encourage you to continue to live faithful. We encourage you to continue to help other people out. We encourage you to continue to do what you know to be right, the things in which you have learned, the things in which you have grown in. Put away the old man and continue to live according to the new man, renewing of your mind. Don't try to fit in the world. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. Be kind one to another. If you're here and you're subject to the invitation, we ask you to please come as we stand and sing.